Hello, my name is Marlene, and I'd like to welcome you to Vegan Nation. Vegan Nation is an informational program featuring music, news, events, and interviews about the vegan revolution happening worldwide, manifesting a world of health, peace, egalitarianism, sustainability, and justice. The views in this program do not necessarily reflect the views of this radio station nor its management. I'd like to thank all our listeners for tuning in.
A certain holiday is coming up. I always feel compelled to read this poem when I have a reading at this time of year. It is called Thanksgiving. Here is Thanksgiving. If she tips her face into rain, she pulls it back down and tucks toward shelter. If she's earned her place, her seeds, the tough bird will take them, snapped for them. Her body is not dry or stuffed, not carved, not left over. It courses with systems, one that circulates, sending blood with its sugar and air, one that reproduces, composing shell, cell by cool cell, pushing out a life to wrap in a wing in weather. And one system that shoots current, nerve to nerve, shivers of pleasure in seeds and heat and children, and shivers of alarm when an arm reaches for her body to make her body something carved, something left over.
Beautiful, powerful.
Nature's law is constant. What we sow, we harvest. There are truths that can't be broken. Yes, everything comes around. Everything comes.
You're listening to Ellie Sarti with her song Everything Comes Around. Ellie is the founder and director of Compassion Arts Festival, and this is the program where we'll learn all about the Compassion Arts Festival online 2021. This is part two. We heard part one last week. In this episode, I'm featuring the Compassion Arts poetry and song. Please visit the Vegan Nation Archives, vegansradio.com, to hear part one, Compassion Arts Festival.
Under the heavens, we pray for mercy.
Festival, which is happening this week and all the way into November 24th. You're tuned into Vegan Nation. I'm your host, Marlene, in Massachusetts. Thank you for joining us on Vegan Nation.
Just the kids in pajamas with the little lambs painted blue and white. Tuck them in with the nursery book of baby bunnies sleeping tight. Salt and pepper shaker cows, oven mitts of chicks and sows, creatures great and small, we love them all.
Creatures Great and Small by Ellie Sarti, who's also the founder of Compassion Arts and Compassion Arts Festival.
Next day, time for a family trip to see the animals in jail. Prisoners all the way from Africa, Alaska, and the Congo Trail. elephants in pink tutus, till they're used as research tools. Creatures great and small, we love them all. Lullabies and Bible songs say they are weak, we are strong. As we sing the golden rule, don't do what you don't want done to you. Lunchtime, it's bologna sandwiches in the lunchbox, picturing babe. Hop in, we'll take a carriage horse ride, though it's 90 in the shade. We'll kill two birds with one stone, put our ducks all in a row. Creatures great and small, we love them. Lullabies and Bible songs say they are weak, we are strong. As we sing the golden rule, don't do what you don't want done to you. Dress the kids in pajamas with the little lambs painted blue and white. Tuck them in with the nursery rhyme of cows that jump the moon at night. Monkey see is monkey do, the lambs that follow us to school. Dumb as dogs and big baboons, but the chickens coming home to roost. A living world of fur cartoons to eat or own or wear or use. Creatures great and small, we love them all. We love them all. We love them. Mm-mm-mm. We love them all.
Next is Stuart Mitchell, one of the presenters at Compassion Arts Festival. Stuart Mitchell, a poet in New York City.
We love them
all. Around the world, animals have the blues because you sacrifice their bodies for sandwiches and shoes. Normalize violence that never makes the news. Animals consumerize for whatever you choose. You wear calf skins and eat strips of bacon, but nobody mourns the life that is taken. Animals tortured for burgers and snakeskin get no second thoughts or consideration. Killed out of convenience, as you don't think twice about the animals that make the sacrifice for your luxury handbags, expensive in price, all to advance your quality of life. Your wallet and belt once had a face, now worn by humans in utter disgrace. Imagine being stuffed in hutches and crates, and only admired for fashion and taste. Animals captive in circus and zoos are subjected to loneliness and often abuse. Kittens on Instagram gets millions of views, while cattle and hens become sandwiches and shoes. You say you love animals, but rob them of milk. You torture small insects and turn them to silk. You willingly pay to have young mammals killed with no remorse for the victims or feelings of guilt. You admire cute puppies and kittens that purr, but wear coats made from feathers and fur. Your fast food consists of fried portions of birds, and your silence ensures that this violence occurs. But if you really love animals, I've got some good news. There's plant-based alternatives to whatever you choose. Just make the connection. You have nothing to lose. There's much more to animals than sandwiches and shoes.
Sandwiches and Shoes by Stuart Mitchell. Now we'll hear a song by Risa Branch. Risa is also one of the presenters at Compassion Arts Festival. This is her song, Strange Fruit. Basically a veganized version of Billie Holiday's Strange Fruit.
You bleed, you scream. Strange and bitter fruit they eat. A bit of death, trapped in torture. The slaughterhouse is the orchard for such a strange and bitter fruit they eat. This is the truth behind the meat. From conception to the table is a deception not on a label. With most grade A beef or steak comes a slew of hormones, antibiotics, and pain. Cattle took to auction till injured or lame. Mama cow's ribs from her calves for milk, how insane. There's little concern for what is humane. The cruelty you see is a crying shame. You feel, you breathe. Strange and bitter fruit they eat. A bit of flesh wrapped in torture. The factory farm is the orchard floor. Such a strange and bitter fruit they eat. This is the truth behind the meat. Why do people support such suffering? For every chicken who's stuck on a plate is a proud being chucked into a crate. Smelling the pouring down through the grates from the rows of cages above. Lives and deaths of misery, what a disgrace. For something as selfish as taste. Billions have their beaks cut off and their throats slit with bloody blades. Even so-called organic free range. I'll do what I can do. I won't consume you. I'll sing your blues. I'll speak out about your abuse. Cause you don't deserve what they do to you. Humans who know better, do better, choose better.
You just heard jazz blues singer Risa Branch. Another musician at Compassion Arts Festival 2021 is Danny Hamilton. His It's What You Want. And he happened to be my guest on Vegan Nation a few years ago. He came from California into Massachusetts to visit his sister. And he came into the studio and he performed it live. So here it is. It's What You Want. Much thanks to Danny Hamilton and to all the musicians who participated in Compassion Arts Festival 2021.
I see you picking at the carcass of another slave. Decapitated, inseminated, run away. A baby, they keep him in the cage. I show you footage, but it wouldn't matter anyway. Swallow death if that is what you want. Hey, wait. You claim to be an empathetic lover of all life. It used to pay for the longest running genocide. Your eyes that tell me I'm blind. Your
You're an accessory, but out of sight, hey, out of mind. Can't wash your hands in blood.
To Vegan Nation, I'm your host, Marlena, Massachusetts, on WCUW 91.3 FM, online at WCUW.org, Worcester Community Radio. I'd like to thank all our listeners for tuning in to Vegan Nation. This is part two of the episode of Compassion Arts Festival 2021, Exposing Kindness Culture.
This will not stand, the bloody lies, truth will. They're out of time. Expose their crimes and draw the line. Drain all the poison out of your mind. A new generation of open minds.
To Danny Hamilton, one of the presenters at Compassion Arts Festival. This is his song, It's What You Want. And this is the version that he performed live here in the WCUW studios a few years ago.
You got the power, it's the hour of reckoning. You could save the world if it is.
Welcome to the Compassion Arts Festival program, The Absence of Unnecessary Hurting. That will feature readings of the poetry of Gretchen Primack from her book, Kind, and writings by Mandy Suzanne Wong from her book, Listen, We All Bleed. And here's a little bit about Gretchen Primack. Gretchen Primack is a poet, animal advocate, and educator living in New York's Hudson Valley. She's the author of three poetry collections, Kind, which explores the dynamic between humans and other animals in our time and place. Visiting Days, which imagines a maximum security men's prison like the ones where she's been a teacher, and Doris's Red Spaces, a more personal collection, along with a chapbook, The Slow Creaking of Planets. She has taught and or administrated with prison education programs since 2006 and is a dedicated advocate for the rights of both human and animal lives. And here's a bit about Mandy Suzanne Wong. Bermudian Mandy Suzanne Wong is an award-winning novelist and essayist and the author of the newly released book, Listen, We All Bleed, an informative, powerful, and haunting essay collection devoted to works about the world of animal voices. Mandy Suzanne is also the author of the essay collection and exhibition catalog, Animals Across Discipline, Time and Space, McMaster, and the award-winning nonfiction chapbook, Artificial Wilderness. She is the author of the debut novel, Drafts of a Suicide Note. Her work appears in numerous publications, and her next book, The Box, will be coming out in 2023. And now let's pass it over to Gretchen.
Thank you so much, Marlene.
On Saturday, November 19th, I interviewed Gretchen Primack and Mandy Suzanne Wong as part of the Compassion Arts Festival. And so here on Vegan Nation, we'll hear a little snippet of some of their beautiful poetry. This is Gretchen Primack.
Humane one. I know a knife when I see one. I want my throat whole. What could I barter for myself? There is grass here. Still, I want my throat. There is the rope, the winch. I want my life like life does. It isn't yours. Humane too. To kill me quietly, to kill me swiftly. The strongest bolt gun, the sharpest knife, the cleanest floor is violence. And fear will trap in every cell of myself. If you have heard me read before, there's a good chance that you have heard me read my favorite poem from Kine, which is called Love This, and is about a cow. And because you have probably heard Love This, if you've heard me before, and you very well may have, I thought I would read another one, a new one, on the subject, called Holstein. Why do I want to write a new poem on that subject, which was already treated? Because this theme, the dairy industry, could never be written about enough. I mentioned that there's new art in the book. There are images, and I wish that you could see this one, but maybe you will if you get the book, by Jane O'Hara, who is a shining light in art in general, and specifically in animal art. You saw the gorgeous cover. That's a piece of art by Dana Ellen, another brilliant shining light in the world of animal art. Here's Holstein. I was also a child, and also had one, and another a year later, and another, and could not touch even one. Had I been born into a kind world, my life would have been mine, not a stranger's, as long as my body wanted life. Had I lived in a kind world, child, this milk would have been yours. No one would have filled your lungs with loss. Put your head where your kind is born to be, but is never allowed, at my flank. The great spill of me. Smell me from your bent neck, child.
We just heard the poem called Holstein by Gretchen Primack. And now here's Mandy Suzanne Wong, another presenter at Compassion Arts Festival.
I'm going to read a small excerpt about my experience of listening to an album of hydrophone recordings called Energy Field. It's by the artist Jana Vinderen, a Norwegian marine biologist who is now an artist. Crickle crackle, scintillating sonic sparkles in an expanse thrown open above. A glacier's slow dance like distant thunder. A little water gurgling, a lot of water falling. I hear gulping, slurping, creaking, crack, glissando of clicks, a cry, maybe a whistle, far away and close. The liner notes say crustaceans and fishes, such as cod, haddock, herring, and pollock. Perhaps you didn't know that fishes serenade. I had no idea what compressed oxygen inside 10,000-year-old ice sounds like. Vinderen says, what I decided I really wanted to do was seek out the sounds that we do not notice or cannot perceive. So it's from Vinderen that I learn sea snails are noisy eaters. I learn the voice of the toadfish. I'm mesmerized by dolphins' echolocation clicks and that toadfish using his cave as an amplifier. Vinderen records in all this planet's oceans. She recycles her toad and codfishy recordings in multiple artworks because she loves these sounds. To love a sound, care that it happens, that it continue happening somewhere, although we cannot reach it. Listening to fishes chit-chat, I listen like a foreigner. That's all Vinderen asks, that we listen and wonder, care that foreigners live beyond our notice. it's important to realize that things we'll never meet, so different from ourselves that we'll never understand them, are nonetheless alive. Because even though they're distant, we coincide with them. We live together with fishes in this now, here on this watery stone swimming through space. It's easy to forget. Because we're primates, we must make a special effort to meet water denizens. One way or another, it requires leaving home. If I snorkeled to a reef and found a star coral, I'd never see it move. Coral time may be my time. We may be intimate in space, but its pace is not my pace, which means its time is also not my time. It lives on a different scale, too slow for us to measure. Besides, seeing things isn't enough to make humans care for them, especially ocean life. Consider the codfish, catfish, tuna fish. To flap around in agony and terror with a hook in your mouth, vomiting blood while everybody cheers is awful. Yet many people enjoy making it happen to others or watching it happen on TV. Sometimes even activists who agonize over elephants can't bring themselves to feel or fight for fishes. Why? Because fishes don't have eyelids. It's true, space aliens are often depicted without eyelids. Without eyelids, fishes seem distant, beyond the outer orbit of our circle of moral concern. The biologist Jonathan Balcombs wrote that fishes' unblinking eyes, constantly bathed in water and thus in no need of lids, amplify the illusion that they feel nothing. With a deficit of stimuli that normally trigger our sympathy, we are thus numbed to the fish's plight. Even when we see a fish thrashing on a boat, many humans see not excruciating pain and suffering terror, but mechanical reflex, like a ceiling fan keeps turning for a while after you turn it off. But when a thing lifts its voice, claps its hands, or pounds the table, we know it for a living thing. It isn't that fishes don't scream, Balcom says. Many fishes do vocalize when they are hurt, but the sounds they produce evolve to pass through water, and as we're unequipped to live in water, rarely do we detect them. Jana Vinderden wants to change this, make us feel that fishes feel.
Compassion Arts Festival. We just listened to beautiful Bermudian poet Mandy Suzanne Wong, a presenter at the Compassion Arts Festival. Please join us on Vegan Nation right here on WCUW 91.3 FM every Monday, 4 p.m. to 4:30 p.m. Eastern Time. Vegan Nation features local, national, and international news, events, interviews, and music on the vegan lifestyle. Listen worldwide at WCUW.org. Worcester Community Radio serving Central Massachusetts and the globe. Thanks for tuning in. Into Vegan Nation. I'm your host, Marlene, in Massachusetts. I'd like to thank all our listeners for tuning in. You can hear this program again at vegansradio.com. Please join us again next week at the same time. The views and opinions expressed in this program do not necessarily reflect the views of this radio station nor its management. This is Marlene wishing you a good day. I'd like to thank all the vegan activists for sharing their content to co-create a vegan paradigm of egalitarianism, sustainability, justice, nonviolence, and compassion for all.